Philadelphia City Council has approved a non-binding resolution that opposes any deployment of National Guard troops in the city. While the Trump administration has not said Philadelphia would be among cities where the Guard could be deployed, council members wanted to make a clear statement against the idea. Colette White of the Positive Women's Network says she has lived in many city neighborhoods and believes it's the people who need to help themselves.
I am here because I love this city. And I know that real safety comes from within our communities, not from soldiers on the streets.
City council members and others have decried the Trump administration's use of troops in cities, some calling it a steamrolling of the Constitution. Others have said it's just an excuse to declare martial law during next year's midterm congressional elections. Two former Crozier Health hospitals are now heading to the auction block. We hear more about this from WHYY's Kenny Cooper.
Crozier Health was once Delaware County's largest health system. Now, investors are picking at what's left of its shuttered carcass for property. Prospect Medical Holdings is selling the real estate at Crozier Chester Medical Center in Springfield Hospital. The deadline to submit a bid for the closed hospitals is October 7th. If Crozier's bankrupt parent company receives enough bids, there will be a virtual auction October 10th. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
Also in the news, a Wilmington, Delaware man was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison for stealing nearly $1 million. WHYY's Sarah Mueller has details.
Crandall Spates was convicted of taking checks from mailboxes, forging, and then depositing them in his bank accounts. He also got federal funding by submitting fraudulent applications for pandemic relief programs. Prosecutors say he stole more than $900,000 through these schemes. They say he spent the money gambling and on jewelry and furs. Spates is appealing his conviction. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
There's a rough surf alert today, a rip current risk in effect this morning starting at 8 o'clock. So that's been underway and it goes until 7 o'clock tonight in effect for the Delaware and New Jersey beaches because of the two big storms in the Atlantic Ocean. In sports, preseason hockey, some action on the ice. The Flyers beating the Bruins yesterday, 3-2 in a shootout. And tonight in baseball, the Reds and the reigning World Series champion Dodgers get together. They start their National League wild card matchup starting in Los Angeles. The winner of that series will take on the Philadelphia Phillies in South Philly this coming Saturday in Game 1 of the NLDS. Your Philly forecast is calling for gray skies today for the most part and warm weather as we get up to 81 degrees. It's